How important is it, Craig, just to forget all about Germany on Friday night? Just focus pure and simple, one game at a time, just focus on Georgia.
Well, I think that's very important, and you hope to manage to go to Georgia, get a victory, or at least get a draw. But I think we're more than capable of beating Georgia over there, although the last time was a bit of a disaster for my friend Alec McLeish. That game I was there, you know, that upset our qualification chances. In fact, we'd won six in a row. That was to be seven in a row, which for Scotland is quite a remarkable achievement. And Alec had the best record of any Scotland manager, and that would have enhanced it, but we lost softly in Georgia, and this is the danger. They had an 18-year-old goalkeeper, and a 17-year-old guy scored the first goal. You know, so you think, when you looked at the team that we were opposed to, you thought, well, you know, it's an inexperienced Georgian team. But for some reason, we didn't turn up on that. We didn't start at all well, and Georgia took the initiative, and in fact we didn't put any shots of any consequence on the young goalkeeper, so sadly we lost that game. Although the campaign was good, we needed to do better in Georgia now. On this occasion, I'm sure Gordon will have got the message, you know, from the previous fixture. He'll have looked at it, I'm sure.
Georgia have had a poor qualifying campaign so far, Craig, but it's vital, isn't it, that we do not treat them lightly, because, you know, there's no room for complacency.
No, there's not. You know, they used to give me a bit of stick for saying there are no international easy fixtures. You know, the example I always gave was when Ireland were doing particularly well, the Republic of Ireland, Jack Charlton was the manager. And, you know, a result against Liechtenstein cost them qualification. For Ireland to get a nothing-nothing draw with the powerful team they had at the time and the powerful manager they had was a world shock. Now, I used to warn our guys when we were playing the Faroe Islands and San Marino. I said, listen, if Liechtenstein can get a result against Jack Charlton's team, anything can happen if we're not on our game here. Now, I'm quite sure the same will be, Gordon will be saying the same to them about Georgia. But they shouldn't be good enough to beat Scotland. We think that anyway, although it happened before. So good luck to Gordon. He's got them really well drilled, and he's got the attitude terrific, and he uses his substitutions exceptionally well. His selection is invariably the same one as the media would pick because they buy into his philosophy. The players don't object. There are no sulking substitutes with the Scottish team, I notice. They're all on the bench and they're ready to go on. And tactically, he's very good. So, you know, we've got the man to lead us to success.
Qualification is for the tournament. I know it's one game at a time, but is it just a case of one more push and we're just about at the finish line?
Yeah, well, it's pretty close, and I think we won't, on this occasion, I'm sure, slip up, because the incentive's great. You know, France is so close. You know, you have a European Championship as near as that. Now, you can imagine the Tartan Army. I was told when we were trying to qualify, it was a World Cup in France, and I was really effectively told by the, more than a hint, I would say, that if you don't qualify, you're sacked, because we can't have the Tartan Army not going if the tournament's in France. And the same happened when it was Euro 96 in England. Ernie Walker didn't mess around. But he made it quite clear that when the proximity of the tournament is so close, we've got to be there. Now, Gordon will not have had that pressure on him, I'm sure, from the hierarchy. But he'll have it in himself. He'll think, the Tartan Army going to France, it's a must. We've got to get the boys there. And I've already met Tartan Army people who are booking in advance. They're having tentative bookings and flights and things because they're so optimistic. And they're just trying to confirm the venues where the games will be. We can't fail. I don't think we will fail. But, you know, with so much at stake and so many people anxious to get there, I'm sure the incentive is quite unbelievable.